Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon text is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, what is your most important learning tool? During these days of social distancing and online or hybrid learning, our laptops or tablets or personal electronic devices are increasingly important. Applications such as Zoom and Moodle and Bongo allow us to teach and learn remotely while meeting face to face. The Small Catechism reminds us that God created us with built-in learning tools. When God made me and all creatures, he gave me body and soul, equipped with eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason, and all my senses. Using our eyes, ears, and our members, our reason and senses, we may explore the wonders of God's creation. A teacher will try to incorporate several of these senses, seeing, hearing, touching, in order to help students grasp and retain information and skills. We may apply our reason in critical thinking to any number of subjects or courses of study. Our eyes, ears, reason, and senses can also tell us some things about God. From what we see in the order and diversity of creation, we know that God exists, that he is powerful and made all things. From our conscience, that little voice in our head that tells us right from wrong, and when we have disobeyed God, we know that we are accountable to God for our actions. But since the fall into sin, there is a limit to what we may know and perceive by nature. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. No eye has seen. Maybe you've been at a concert or a live sporting event where you've had an obstructed view. By nature, we have an obstructed view when it comes to spiritual matters, matters of salvation. Even more, we are spiritually blind, unable to see the right way to go or who to follow. So we end up going the wrong way, following our own way, going astray, and that leads to destruction. No ear has heard. In other words, we are not good at listening, and we refuse to hear. We are like the kid who is corrected by his parents for breaking a toy, who covers his ears and says, "Don't tell me that." Instead of listening to the voice of our shepherd and savior Jesus, we listen to the tempting voices of Satan. Did God really say? To the world, everybody's doing it. In our own flesh, you know you want to. No mind has conceived. That is because the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. What God has prepared for those who love him has not entered into the heart of man, for the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? How then can we know the things which God has prepared for those who love him? God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Christianity is a revealed religion. The Holy Spirit has given us knowledge of the things God has prepared through his word, the Bible. Scripture, recorded by inspiration of the Holy Spirit by the prophets and apostles, never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The central message of Scripture is what God has prepared for those who love him. This phrase may lead us to think of the future glories of heaven. It certainly includes that, but the context of 1 Corinthians 2 is talking about the gospel, God's plan to save us from sin and death, carried out by Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen anything like it? Can you believe your eyes? The Son of God, crucified as a criminal for the sake of condemned sinners, taking our punishment upon himself? Who would have thought it would figure? As Doc Brown in Back to the Future would say, inconceivable. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Have you ever heard such a story? The old, old story of Jesus and his love? As John wrote, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. It is through means of the gospel, as it is preached and read, and through the word attached to the water, bread, and wine of the sacraments, that the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to the truths of the gospel, opens our ears to the voice of our Savior, and our hearts and minds to believe in Jesus as our Savior. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived. Luther echoes this sentiment in the Catechism when he confesses, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But then he explains how God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. As we read and hear God's word, we will grow in grace and knowledge of our Savior. The Holy Spirit will continue to reveal to us what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind conceived until that last day when we will hear the voice of Jesus calling us forth from the dead. Then we will see him face to face, and then we will know him even as we are known. Amen.